Save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a podcast that celebrates games from Steve Jackson Games. This week we're talking about Smash Up again. We played it a couple of weeks ago. But I wanted to take a little bit and talk about the complete set that Rob brought to the table, what we like and what we don't like about it, that kind of stuff. First of all, Rob, you said you don't like that there's an odd number of factions now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Big Geeky Box is the most recent thing, I believe. And there's three things I don't like about it. And they're mostly nitpicks, mm-hmm. especially the first one. The first one is the fact that there's a single faction in there,
right,
which puts the factions at an odd number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Considering the way the game works, mm-hmm. An even number of factions seems more reasonable.
Intuitive.
Well, so right now you could have at most how many people play?
12.
12 people play.
Which would probably be ridiculous and not work.
And actually wouldn't work.
So in that case, it doesn't matter.
See, that's the thing is,
people can only attack so many bases adjacent to them or something like that.
So the important thing here is not that it complicate or that it's a problem for gameplay. Rob doesn't like it because mm-hmm. there's an odd number of factions you pick pairs and now there's an odd faction
It doesn't matter.
It is the very, very nitpicky situation.
Especially if they would do Rob's second complaint.
The second one is the random... I wish they would have added cards for a random...
Yeah, random draw.
Random draw. So you could, just shuffle up the 25 faction cards.
And everybody draw random.
Draw however many you need to do for whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And that's what you get.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that would work. I could see that.
You could just do that yourself by simply grabbing one card from each faction and doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And since now there's 25 of them, you could actually get something that's shuffleable.
It's a pain.
Sure,
and you have to put them
back. You have to sort them out again and put them back.
Yeah. Okay.
And the third fact is the box is just slightly too small to fit the rule books in.
Yeah. Primarily the base rule book that came with the base game. It's just slightly too small to actually fit within the box
itself. Yeah. And by setting them all on top, it doesn't settle all the way.
Yeah.
So, like I said, mostly just nitpicky things. I think the random one is the only one that's got a ton of, or got any real...
If this ever gets to Alderaac at all, make randomizers. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's the sort of thing that they could just sell afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were you saying?
Another faction.
Yes.
Sure. And there you go. That would cover two things.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Yep.
Well, what were you saying earlier, Rodrigo? You said something about there's something about this that you don't like.
Oh, yeah. Between recordings, Rob was talking about how he doesn't like that there's an odd number of factions. And basically what I was saying is, don't worry, if we ever play this, you can throw the geek one out.
How come?
I don't like it for a bunch of reasons. The main one is that it's not what all the other factions are. It's like... all the other factions are kind of these science fiction, and fantasy tropes.
Right.
The geek one is just kind of like even more inside jokes.
What did that one come with?
It came with the big
box. That's the one that comes with the box.
Well, okay, so that's what I would say, too, is because of some of the cards that are in there, it's very dated.
Absolutely, and that was my second complaint about it, is that if, for example, if I took Smash Up to my family... my mom actually really likes horror and science fiction. My dad really likes science fiction. My nephews really like action and magic and science fiction and stuff, and we'd have a blast. But I would have to explain to them who Felicia Day is and who Will Wheaton is and all that stuff, because they're just not keyed into the medium in the same sense that we are.
Well, maybe that's because it's the geeky... this is the big geeky box, and you have to be someone like Rob. You have to be that munchkin who needs to collect and have everything that you would probably that would probably be more up your alley.
If you're buying the big geeky box, you have seriously bought into Smash Up.
Well, yeah. I'm seriously considering doing it.
Because it even with the even if they didn't have the geek faction, this is more than worth it. Like the box, the main box or the original box gets overflowed.
Oh yeah,
Within two. Expansions.
Yeah, with two expansions. One expansion, even
one expansion, and it's just kind of awkward having all the tokens in that box because it's just...
Yeah, they're just bouncing around.
Yeah, I would say that complaint with the geek also kind of echoes my own thoughts about having the Cthulhu expansion. Having four different factions, all themed on Cthulhu, which is a specific...
A specific property, a very
intellectual
specific
property. Yep. So they're actually using... actual character names and not just
I just know
trope.
That knowing me, I really want to play the Cthulhu set
and
now
it's fun.
But
it is fun,
but does the Cthulhu set mean that each person gets one of those factions or not
necessarily? I mean the Cthulhu set, just like everything else here, it can be played with everything else,
right,
and it's only got four factions, so if you play a four player game you have to
so you could play the base set and the Cthulhu set.
And if you really want to see all the Cthulhu stuff, and the next time we play a four-player game, we can do that, and each of us would have one of the Cthulhus and one of the other things.
Right? Yes.
But it's the only thing it does is it adds one layer to scoring with the madness cards.
Right.
And that's the big step for the Cthulhu one, because compared to everything
else. So are all the Cthulhu factions the same, or do you got one's Cthulhu, one's Yogg-Sothoth, and one's...
Cultists of... Minions of Cthulhu.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Elder Things,
Miskatonic University.
It's Miskatonic University, and Innsmouth.
Yeah.
Ooh, fish deep people. Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Innsmouth is actually my favorite one because they only have one minion. It's the locals.
Okay,
and
so real quick then, what would be your Cthulhu faction team up?
I think I've done Innsmouth and Plants, which worked fairly well. I'd want to do Innsmouth and...
Zombies?
Possibly zombies.
Well, and that's the thing is, some of these work really well with Cthulhu, some of them not so much, right?
Yeah.
So, zombies is good, mad scientist is good, mad scientist and what elder things or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that. That
or
like,
mad scientist in Miskatonic University.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, all of those, have
that's
like
what
that.
I was gonna say.
Or like,
elder
yeah,
things and time travelers.
Elder Ooh. Things and wizards.
Yeah.
Too.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I was
or Cthulhu and wizards, because that tends to have
so
the
which
most.
So which one would you do?
The
it's
most
minions
cult.
Of Cthulhu.
Yeah,
minions.
So
yeah.
What would your pair up
cultists
be?
And various creatures.
I'm not sure. Probably, you could do Miskatonic and is it secret agents?
Ooh.
Kind of like, yeah, kind of like
good.
An
deep ones and secret agents.
Yeah,
fish
this is like you're the investigators.
I originally thought elder gods and zombies, but now that I'm thinking about it, it might be kind of fun to do minions and geeks. You know, the cultists
actually,
are
yeah,
the cultists are
like
invading
yep.
the geeks.
Yep.
Ryan?
Mm. I don't know. Now that I thought about it, I really like the idea of the Elder Things and the Time Travelers.
Now
that's
that
the
is
shadow
really
out of time.
Yeah.
That's pretty much
I
what the story
we have
is.
A setup for the next one. Because each of us chose a different.
Yeah, I would definitely go with the cultists and the geeks. I think that's what I would go with.
I'd have to think a little bit more, but I know I'd want to do Innsmouth and something. Cause the Innsmouth one fascinated me the most because it's got 9 or 10 copies of the locals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only minions it's gotten there.
Yeah, it's cute.
And they just get
it's a good idea.
Have you played that? Have you played the Cthulhu?
No. I've looked through it, but so far I've always, anytime it's available, I've just put it aside because either I was new to the game or I was playing with people that were new to the game, so I didn't want to go through and try to figure out how the madness thing worked.
Yeah. So what is everybody's favorite combo now that you've had a chance to play this, you guys multiple times, you many times, me 3 times.
I haven't even played all the factions.
Oh, really? You haven't?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I mean, you guys aren't sitting around at night as soon as you get off work. Come on, let's play Smash Up for an hour.
They do, but it's not always the same game.
Oh, okay.
Also, none of us seem to line up with knights too well.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where we have available.
I haven't seen werewolves played at all yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen really any of them. I personally haven't played any of them from the new expansion we got.
From Monster?
We, on Thanksgiving, I took it to my buddy's house and we played a couple games and I got to see Giant Dance and Vampires, and then I got lucky enough to randomly roll the Mad Scientists tonight, or last week, last show, whatever.
I think if you wanted to have the power factions to win, it would be Wizard Zombies.
Yeah, Wizard Zombies is strong, and I think Rob or Brian,
one of you two.
Brian won one of the games with Necromancers, basically.
Yeah. Rob has tried to avoid Wizards.
Why? Because you don't like
because he plays them in everything else.
Yes. You don't like their Chronomages.
They're the blue faction.
Oh.
Rob's trying to play against type.
Yeah. Because they are very, very in line with how I
play automatically games. Happens to me, because whenever I roll randomly, it's like secret agents, ninjas, pirate ninjas.
So what is your favorite combo then?
I don't know. That I've played, I think I really like aliens, and I think that like alien ninjas would actually be really good. But again, we've talked a little bit about that card advantage thing, and they don't have it. Aliens have a little bit of card draw, but aliens basically would allow you to keep bouncing because two ninja cards, of which there are multiples,
right,
allow you to kill another creature.
Yeah.
And actually, I think aliens do too. So that would allow you to basically every turn move one of your minions, bounce back, one of your minions back to your hand, go kill something else somewhere else. But that's minions that you're not playing.
Right,
actions that you're not taking.
Is there a weakest faction, do you think?
I'd say probably ninjas or pirates.
I was actually going to say dinosaurs.
Well, oh, really? Dinosaurs is probably the weakest faction because it's all about power.
Because they're extinct. Yeah.
Well, it is all power.
So you like, round up, but then you lose them all. And
right.
So, you just
so I had, I think... Somebody played dinosaur pirates, and that can be strong as long as you get all your pirate movement and all your dinosaur power, because then you can just play dinosaurs anywhere, and then when it gets to right about scoring, you're like, I move all my dinosaurs to any base.
Yes.
I win. But you're talking about what is actually a very specific situation. Mm-hmm. If you get all your pirate minions and all your dinosaur buffs, you get really big pirates, but it still might not be enough.
Really big pirates with little teeny hands.
You get like big pirates with like Dino Rider, like equipment.
I think the dinosaurs are probably the weakest faction, but they're... the amount of power they actually bring with them lets anything that has the card advantage take advantage of the dinosaur power.
Like dinosaur wizards would probably be a good combination. Dinosaur zombies is probably a great combination because your dinosaurs, I think, I don't know, like they're actually pretty vulnerable. So, you know, anything, your dinosaurs keep getting killed, but if you can actually dredge them back out from the dead, you're actually in pretty good shape.
Dinosaur robots does pretty decent because...
because you can be just like robot. Tiny robot, giant dinosaur.
Yeah. I find it interesting. You know, I've got the base set and one expansion, and then I got to play another expansion here.
I think you had two. Yeah, you've got both Cthulhu and
the
original
science
one.
Fiction double feature.
Yeah.
One, two. Where's
Run
the other
two,
one?
Three. Cthulhu.
I don't see Cthulhu. I must be
careful,
blind. Man. Oh, there it is. Let me have that. Why has that not been opened up?
I don't know.
Also, because we usually just play with Rob's stuff.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I brought this specifically because I got the big geeky
He just
box
wanted
over
to show
weekend.
Off, and good thing that we didn't have anything scheduled to play. Oh, yeah. Why didn't I not have...
Well, again, I think the...
But here's the thing. Here's the point that I was getting to. You know, like in Munchkin, it seems like when we get an expansion set in the Munchkin game, some stuff tends to be very overpowering, more so than like the base set at times.
Yes. Sure.
Where we'll get like some crazy weird power that just totally trumps anything you would have played in a regular game. This one seems to be very aware of itself and try to keep all the factions balanced, even though there could be some are maybe a little bit higher than others and so
and
on.
And the way you're supposed to do it is you're supposed to pick, right?
Right.
If your concern is that, if your concern is card advantage power mix...
Yeah, you're supposed to pick from a random selection.
Sure. Yeah. So certain things might not be available as well. Yeah. So...
And, you know, with the whole roundabout way you pick, you're supposed to basically prevent other people from getting
I think the way we picked on this week's game from a couple of weeks ago was pretty good.
What Smashup does differently from Munchkin, and that's a big factor, is that in Munchkin, we're all drawing from the same decks.
And it's totally, I mean, it's random.
It's random. Yeah. I mean, so is Smashup, but the power in the decks
right.
is already assigned, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm playing dinosaurs, then I probably have the only 7 power or like 10 power creature that's ever going to come out.
Yeah. But I mean, when you're talking random, yes, I mean the decks are face down, and you're just picking up that one, so you don't know what you get.
Right.
But the minute that you pick up your faction, you are it. In Munchkin, right. you can right. be a cleric, and then suddenly you're now right. a warrior, and right. now yeah. you're right. a halfling or
Absolutely.
Whatever.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
So you're And again, Your the fact that everybody's class can change.
The fact that everybody's drawing from the same deck, that means that as far as the potential game, anybody has a chance to draw into Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas right. with Smash Up, you are bound to your own deck.
Yeah.
You guys don't.
Except for the rare few cards.
Total random question here, mm-hmm. not Smash Up related. You guys don't have the Star Wars or the Dungeons & Dragons flying game, do you?
I did just pick up Attack Wing, okay. just the base
D&D
set.
D&D Attack Wing.
That's yeah, the Dragons,
Dragons
one, right?
Attack Wing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's basically the same as the Star Wars one,
It
right?
is the same mechanic. They add more things to the Dungeons & Dragons one, such as land units that I don't have any of yet.
I'm interested in that, so let me know how that goes.
I am curious, too. I've yet to play it.
We need a big table for that, don't we?
Yeah, you need a 3x3 surface is what you're supposed
to
have.
Oh, well, this is at least 3x3.
We can, mark the corners and we're good to go.
All right. So, as anything else you guys want to talk about in regards to Smash Up?
You were mentioning a new set.
Yes. Here's what this is coming in March of 2015. Pretty Smash Up. Pretty Smash Up brings the sweetest factions Ponies. Ever to the vicious fight for victory. Kitty cats use their incredible cuteness to take control of enemy minions. Princesses ply their royalty, beauty, and even their love to get their way. Fairies' fickle tricks give you options like never before, while the herds of mythic horses work together for dominance. Get ready. Your opponents will never know what hit them. So we have fairies.
Mm-hmm.
From deep in the magical glade come these sprites bringing magical wishes and pixie dust to the plans for world to your plans for world domination. Don't judge them by them size. The fairies' magic gives you great options in how to deal with your enemies. Mythic horses, the power of togetherness, shows through in horses. Oh, whose mighty herds race across the land, trampling any who stand in their way. Not only normal horses, but pegasi, seahorses, and more will join the fight for the base. Remember that friendship is smashable.
Okay.
Kitty cats. Go. Okay, no, you want to say something on this? Okay, kitty cats. Can has base? Kitty cats have the power to compel those of weak will to do what they wish, and the power to have billions of internet memes. Perhaps these are the key. Either way, the kitty cats will use their alluring power to dominate the fight in any base. They head out into the night for jazzy music in the alleys. Then finally, princesses. Dream of a dream of ruling over your enemies. Princesses will make every wish come true through the power of pure love and happiness, which can be used, oddly, to order everyone about and even destroy your enemies. Ooh, don't be fooled. These innocent-looking beauties are few in number, but royal, strong, and determined.
Okay, yeah, I really like the sound of that expansion. It is, like, thematic. It brings a lot of new stuff to it, possibly with the exception of fairies. Fairies sound very thematically like to the tricksters.
Yeah,
mechanically similar to the tricksters.
Yeah, I would actually, if I had been in that meeting, which I don't know why they didn't, CC me on it, I would have actually swapped out fairies for teddy bears.
If you're doing the My Little Ponies with the mythic horses,
absolutely.
Then it makes sense to do Care Bears with the others. That would have been a very good combo.
The other one I would have that I thought of when
maybe they could throw that in with the randomizers.
Magical girls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Instead of princesses.
Yeah,
well,
anime.
No, like the first thing I thought was that we had three of them before. We actually found out what was in there. The first thing I said was princesses. Then we said ponies.
Right.
And then magical girls was the third.
Yeah,
one
maybe they can do like a Henshin Hero set where it's like, you know, Sentai figures.
Yeah, that's if they do like one of Power Rangers, Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah, that'd be like that would be your like anime, your anime.
Yeah,
pack
like your
or
Japanese pack, basically. Which, you know, there's already
they can do so much with.
Yeah,
they can do so much.
Yeah,
with
that's that's the one of the beauties.
Yeah, and because they're all.
Yeah.
Broad looks
yeah, you
at
don't get rules
genres,
blow.
Basically.
That's great. I mean, you only take a certain selection of all the stuff you have.
Yeah, that's true. And that allows you to leave certain stuff out.
Yeah.
The biggest issue really is when you're combining sets that have specific mechanics within them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Rob's was the only one last game we played that did the
plus one power counters.
The plus one power counters. Mm-hmm. So which all was... of the bases that had plus one power counter things made it just really strong for like that and, one player that has them.
And you get similar things happening with Smash Up and dealing with Madness cards.
Like Cthulhu.
Yeah. That's why I meant the Cthulhu expansion. Yeah.
So again, people are still asking, well, why are you guys playing Smash Up? What does that have to do with anything? Well, there's supposed to be a Munchkin Smash Up set that's coming out. We still don't know when. I'm looking to see what the date is on this.
So is that a Smash Up expansion that has Munchkins in it, or is that a Munchkin expansion that has Smash Up stuff?
I'm guessing from like looking at Munchkin Panic that they recently released,
it's probably a standalone thing.
Yeah, it'll probably be a rebranded Smash Up base game with Munchkin cards.
Yeah, Munchkin Smash Up is a Munchkin themed version of Smash Up. The factions included in this game have not yet been announced as of early October 2014. So,
it depends on what the factions are, how redundant they are with the current ones, whether or not they get thrown into my own base.
All I know is we're going to play it on this show.
Okay. Oh yeah, definitely. But I was trying to because you know we were talking about infinite expansions. And the show is called Munchkin Land, and I remember that that was a set that was coming out, but they still don't have anything.
It's like my main concern with that, you know, combining that with these is just aesthetically, I don't know how well they'd mesh.
Yeah,
there's nothing
as much as
on
I
that.
Love the Kovalik.
Well, and you know, I mean, like that's the thing is one of the things that I really like about Smash Up is that they're like kind of these like broad themes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's actually what kind of sticks in my craw about the geeks is that it's just kind of this thing that doesn't match up those like big broad arcs that the rest of Smash Up covers.
Although with the lolcats that kind of bridges the gap there a bit.
I can see that, yeah.
Well, I guess the one thing that I'm giving Steve Jackson Games credit for is that they are strategically licensing their Munchkin Land, their Munchkin, I shouldn't say Munchkin Land, because that's our show. Mm-hmm. They're strategically licensing their Munchkin property as well as licensing other properties to bring into Munchkin. Yeah, so they brought Pathfinder, Adventure Time, Munchkin Panic, what's the...
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks, and then they've got the goth one. I forget.
Axe Cop.
Oh, yeah, they've got Axe Cop, Conan... but see, at the same time, they're licensing Munchkin to Smash Up.
Yeah.
Boom Studios has the Munchkin comic book that comes out in 2015. Yeah. And then there was something else that I saw that they licensed. I know I've mentioned it in a Munchkin Minute before.
Well, we've talked about a video game.
Yeah, we've been waiting. Yeah, they're trying to do an online version. Mm-hmm. That has not come to pass yet.
Yeah, technically, I could see how that'd be wasn't difficult.
Yeah, that
Munchkin
seems like
Adventure Time actually a licensed to like licensing of both
Adventure Time
and Munchkin
to another
to someone else. Nice,
yeah, USAopoly. Yeah,
And I'm kind of thinking I'll have to look, but I think that Munchkin Panic might be licensing out Munchkin to the Castle Panic people.
Oh. Yeah, well, in any case, I mean I think they're very smart in that. Even though we might say, well, there's no way Munchkin works with Smash Up, I think that's very smart, and I think if we were and we will play it.
Yeah,
I think that's a very smart combo, and I think we may end up liking it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I fully expect to enjoy that one because I think Smash Up is just a strong enough game by itself that it's going to be hard for them to do something that's not that's going to turn me off that much.
Yeah, you have to do like a sword and sorcery faction in Smash Up, so
superheroes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
They could, you know, have Munchkin fit right in with the rest of the Smash Up stuff, maybe.
Oh man, I can't believe this has been sitting on my shelf this entire time. Munchkin Cthulhu.
Yeah, I think we had it.
So
the
what
first
am I missing?
Time.
So what am I missing?
Awesome level 9000.
Yeah.
And
then
the Monster Smash and the Big Geeky Box.
Okay. So three sets that I got to order.
$60.
I gotta keep up with Rob.
Plus the Pretty Princess Pony expansion when it comes out. Yeah, Rob has help find crap.
And you know what, listeners? We are behind on some newly released Munchkins. Sometimes it's hard to keep up on the release dates on a lot of these things.
There's some of them I didn't even know we're out.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I've mentioned it on Munchkin Minute. You know, we've got these sets that are upcoming, and then it's like, well, it's coming in late 2014, and then you don't pay attention and you miss it. So we've got some of those coming up and a whole lot more in 2015. We've hoped that you've enjoyed 2014. The Great NATO has been keeping track of our stats, and I'm hoping that in early January he will have all of our stats for 2014 so we can see how well we've done. Brian may now
I didn't win the last
one. You didn't win the last one, so but Brian may be closing in on my record. in any case, listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode where we're just talking Smash Up in general and some of the stuff that's coming down the pipe. If you have any questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. And until next time, thank you for all of your support. And remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
Information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, we'll use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.